is it out there that you and me need to make happy? Do we have to worry about the devil? No, you don't have to worry about going around. I used to go around and fight the devil. I used to go through deliverances with people for hours and sometimes all day long. And demons would spit on me and curse me and get mean to me and hit me and spit in my face and everything else. And I'm wondering, why can I not get these devils out? I didn't know that God sent the devil to those people until one day. One day, I was trying to cast a demon out of a woman. She had a problem with her back. She had all kinds of problems, and a Baptist preacher, he asked me to come down and minister to this woman. Well, I went down there, and of course I got there, and this woman didn't want to talk to me. She didn't want to see me. I prayed and took authority over the devil, and of course they went in and got her and brought her out. And when they did, this woman comes through the doorway with her head down, hair in her face, screaming, "I hate you. I am mean. I'm going to hurt you." I said, "No, you ain't going to hurt me." I said, "Set her down right there in that chair." I set her down there in that chair. I walked over there, knelt down in front of her, and reached up to move her hair out of her face. And when I did, this woman slapped me, just bam. So anyway, I kind of recovered. I grabbed that and I covered. I said, "You devil of hell, you devil of anger and rage and bitterness, I command you to come out of her in the name of Jesus." And just as clear as a bell, this man's voice spoke out of this little woman's mouth and said, "We're not coming out. We have legal right to be here." I said, "You're lying to me. You do not have legal right to be in this woman." See, I didn't know what I needed to know yet. I'm learning. And I said, "You don't have legal right to be in her." At that time, I didn't believe that any demon had legal right to be in a human being. I didn't know the scripture. So I commanded it to come out. He is not coming out. So I fought this battle for a little while. And I finally said, "Okay, it's time to pray." How many of y'all know it's always time to pray? Need to talk to the one who has the answers, right? So I said, "Lord, I'm silently praying now. I ain't talking out loud. I'm just saying, Lord, this devil is lying to me. I have power and authority over him, and he says he has legal right to be here. So what's going on?" The Lord says, "Son, he's in there because I sent him." That was a new revelation for a Baptist deacon. I said, "Lord, you sent that devil?" He said, "Yes, son. Didn't you read Matthew 18? Where I said, if they do not forgive from their heart, I will send a tormenting spirit to torment them." I said, "Yes, Lord, I read that." He said, "Well, what about that? Do you not understand?" Now, isn't that something? The Lord clearly says, if you do not forgive everybody from your heart, I, God, will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. And she's got one. The Lord says, he's there because I sent him. He does have legal right because she has unforgiveness. I said, "Ma'am, do you have unforgiveness towards someone?" And of course her husband sat there and said, "Oh boy, does she ever," said her first husband. Said, "Man," said, "you see those two oldest boys there?" I said, "Yes." Said, "Those two boys were hers and his. And when that second one was born, while she was in the hospital, he ran off and left her. He has never supported her, nothing. And she's hated him with a passion ever since." Well, I'd think she had a good reason to hate him, wouldn't you? I mean, here he is, comes in, gets her pregnant. He has two babies, and then he runs off and leaves her with everything, and he don't do nothing. She's got a good reason to hate this boy. But according to God's word, she doesn't. She cannot hold an unforgiveness because she had this terrible, terrible problem in her body, her physical body. It was a demon. I told her, I said, "Ma'am, you have got to forgive your first husband." She said, "I will never forgive him." I said, "Ma'am, he's ruined your life. Up till now," I said, "you need to forgive him so we can kick this demon out so you can get healed." And I said, "Just repeat after me. I'll use the word Susie, that's not her name, but I, Susie, forgive my first husband from my heart in the name of Jesus." I had to drag that out of her. Well, when she finally got that out, I said, "Okay, now then, the devil has no more legal claim to you. You have repented." Every time we repent and forgive, does God forgive us? Aren't we glad he does? Does God ever say no when we repent? No, never. He always says, "Yes, you're forgiven." It makes no difference what you've done. You can go to this book, you can't find a place in this book. Even when the nations repented and came to God, he forgave them and restored them. What an awesome God. He's a whole lot bigger than me. You know, I mean, I know what I'd have done to some of them. Man, as mean as that, they'd been that mean and I'd have been their provider, I'd have just went ahead and wiped them out, wouldn't you? That's the way we want to do it, but God, he's not like that. He's merciful and he's kind and he's loving. When that woman forgave, I said, "Now you devil of hell, I command you to come out of her in the name of Jesus." And man, that devil was gone in one heartbeat. I mean, he was gone. She slung her head up, her eyes cleared. And I said, ma'am, what you need is Jesus. She said, yes, yes, I want to make Jesus my Savior. And I led her right into the kingdom of God. It was so wonderful. And then this woman jumped, after I led her into the kingdom of God, this woman jumped out of her chair. And of course, after she slapped me a few minutes ago, I'm kind of on my, you know, I'm kind of on the defensive. And so I'm watching, and when she started to jump up, man, I jumped up too, because I didn't know what was fixing to happen. And so she jumped up, and I jumped up, and she grabbed me around the neck and kissed me on the cheek and said, oh, Thurman, I want you to pray for my husband. I want you to pray for my four boys. And I thought, wow, this woman a few minutes ago was wanting to hurt me, and now she's kissing me and loving all over me and wanting me to pray for her boys and her husband. So I did, and I left there that afternoon. And, of course, that Baptist preacher that took me over there that day as we left, he said, I would have given anything to have had a video camera to video what I saw. He said, I have never seen what I saw today. He said, you were as loving and kind to that woman as anybody could be. You were as forceful as you could be with that enemy. And he said, I saw that woman get totally delivered and healed. Well, the next day I called back to ask them how they were doing, because I prayed for her healing too, because she'd been in tremendous pain. But after I prayed for her healing, her pain went away. And so the next day I thought, well, you know, I'm still new at this. This had been 25 or so years ago, you know, so I don't have the faith then that I have now. I don't know then what I know now. I'm learning. And so anyway, I called back the next day and I said, sir, I got him. He answered the phone that afternoon late. I said, sir, how's your wife doing? He said, Mr. Scrivener, after you left, my wife said, you know, we haven't been shopping in a long time. Why don't we get the boys and let's all go shopping? And so we did. He said, she wouldn't get out of the house before I had to do the shopping. She wouldn't go anywhere. So we all went shopping, bought some groceries. We came back home and said, when we got home, all four of the boys got me over in the corner and said, Daddy, what has happened to our mother? This is not the mother we've known all of our life. This mother is loving. She's kind. She's sweet. Well, now see, whenever that woman ain't got that demon inside of her, does it make a difference in the way you do things? Yes, that little woman is now a sweet, loving, kind, gentle woman. Just think, if she had had this demon all these years, no wonder she wasn't loving and kind and sweet. But he said, my wife was the most loving woman. Said she's never been like this. He said, never has she been so sweet and kind to all of us. Said, I'm telling you, it's just a totally different thing at our house. And I thought, wow. So I called him every few weeks, you know, to see how things were going. And things were getting better all the time. So I'm learning, wow, Lord, that woman had a demon. A demon. But Lord, what got me was the demon was sent by you. You sent this demon to this woman. God, I thought I was fighting a battle with demons out there. I thought demons and the devil were fighting against God. Now I'm beginning to understand that God is in charge of everything, just like he said. I'm in control, not the devil. I run the show, and I use the devil. Wow. When I was in Norway, I had the lady that was the wife of the owner of the television network. She asked me some questions. And they all revolved around these answers I'm going to show you. I'm going to go to Judges 9, start with verse 23 in the King James. Then God sent an evil spirit. Now, who did it say sent this thing? What? There's a battle going on between God and the devil. It appears to me he's in control. That's the way it reads? It says, then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech. So who sent that evil spirit? Wow, he must not have been liking what's going on. Let's go to 1 Samuel 16, start with verse 14 and go through verse 23. But the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. But the spirit of the Lord departed. Now then, do you have the spirit of the Lord? I hope so. If you're a child of God, you're supposed to have, right? Now then, do you want that spirit of the Lord to depart from you? I don't want him to leave me, I guarantee you. But it said, but the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. So, according to that scripture, who sent this evil spirit to torment Saul? The Lord. I mean, who's in control? God is. You don't have to worry about nothing. There's only one you need to make happy. And you know who that is? The Lord. You make God happy, then there's no problem. But Saul wasn't making God happy. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold, now see, these people are a whole lot smarter than us. I mean, I never heard this in church in all my life. Here are these uneducated bunch of people. And here we are supposed to be so educated with the entire written word of God, and they didn't have it. But look what they said. And Saul's servants, even his servants, said unto him, behold, now an evil spirit from God is troubling him. These people knew where this thing was coming from, brother. They're smarter than we are. That's a shame. You know that? We have the entire written word of God, and we do not believe what we read in this book, in the church. Let our Lord now command your servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on a harp, and it shall come to pass when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and you shall be well. And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. I believe if I had an evil spirit and I found out if somebody plays the harp, the thing would leave me and be subdued. I'd want somebody around me with a harp all the time, wouldn't you? I would not want this evil spirit tormenting me. Would you? No, I do not want this beast there. Let's go to the next couple of verses. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Now, I want to be that man, that the Lord is with him. Wherefore, Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, send me David, your son, which is with the sheep. Now, isn't it amazing how God picks a little sheep herder, a young boy, probably a teenager, out there to use him so mightily? And David came to Saul and stood before him. And it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took a harp and played with his hand, so Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Our Goal is Not to Sin Again, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.